Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We continue with our learning about what happens on a typical day in the Beis HaMikdash. We learned in the last FMM that while the wine is being poured on the Mizbeach, the Levim begin singing and playing their instruments. Last time we discussed the pouring of the wine, and in today's FMM we discussed the singing and the playing of the Levim. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Dalid Halacha Tezayin, that one of the permanent jobs in the Beis HaMikdash is the assistant of the Kohen Gadol, called the Sgan Kohen Gadol, the assistant to the Kohen Gadol, or the associate Kohen Gadol. He has a number of roles that we're not going to go into now, but one of his roles is to stand on the Mizbeach during the pouring of the wine on the Mizbeach. And as soon as the wine is given to the Kohen who would pour the wine, the Sgan Kohen Gadol waves sudarin, flags or bandanas, and these flags are a signal to two Kohanim standing near the Mizbeach. Those two Kohanim standing near the Mizbeach are standing on a table just outside of the Beis HaMikdash to the south of the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash. They are holding silver trumpets in their hands, and the table that they're standing on is called the Shulchan HaChalavim, the table of fats. It's a marble table just to the west of the ramp of the outer Mizbeach and just to the south of the entrance to the Ulam, to the Beis HaMikdash itself. I sent a diagram with this FMM to help a bit with some of the descriptions in this FMM. There are actually two tables in that location between the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. One table is made of silver, and that's where the kelim that are used in the Beis HaMikdash that day are placed and held, so to speak, during the day until they're used. In FMM number 11, we spoke about the 93 kelim that are taken out on a typical morning in the Beis HaMikdash. That's one of the tables, a silver table. And the other table, the marble Shulchan HaChalavim, is just next to that silver table. And when needed, limbs for korbanos are placed and kept on that marble table before they are brought on the Mizbeach. I will say parenthetically that marble is not really or usually used in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Mishnah in the 6th parak of Maseches Shkalim says that there are 13 different tables in various places in the Beis HaMikdash and in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Some of the tables are made of gold, some are made of silver, but 8 of the tables are made of marble. Why are they made of marble? The Gemara in Maseches Tami, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, says that limbs of animal korbanos are placed on those 8 tables for one reason or another. And if the tables were made of gold or made of silver, the sun would heat up the tables and cause the limbs of the animal to get hot and to smell bad and even rot. The marble, on the other hand, cools the limbs and preserves them. In any case, getting back to the Sgan Kohen Gadol and the two Kohanim near the Mizbeach, as soon as the Sgan Kohen Gadol waves the sudarin, the flags, that is a signal that the wine was given to the Kohen who was going to pour the wine. And the two Kohanim with the trumpet standing on the marble table blow the trumpets. Just like the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the two Kohanim blow their trumpets. One long sound, tkia, then a series of short blasts, trua, and then another long blast, again a tkia. And these shofar blasts are a signal to the Levim to take their place and get ready to sing. In FMM number 22, we learned about the magrefa, the huge crashing sound that sounded in the Azara, and how, among other things, this would signal the Levi'im to get ready to sing. The trumpets that we're learning about now is another final signal for the Levi'im to get ready. And now, after these two Kohanim blow their trumpets, they come down from the table and join the Levi'im, who are about to start playing the instruments and about to start singing their songs. These two Kohanim will stand next to the person who is in charge of the tziltzal, the cymbals. The cymbals are one of the instruments that the Levi'im play, and the two Kohanim who blew their trumpets get off the marble table and stand next to the person in charge of the cymbals, the tziltzal, one to his right and one to his left. The Mishnah in Maseches Tamid Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel tells us that in the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, the name of this person, the person in charge of the cymbals, was Ben Arza. And Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, who died in 1515, says that since in the early days of the second Beis HaMikdash, the person in charge of the cymbals was named Ben Arza, people who had that job after him were also called Ben Arza. I'll also add parenthetically that the Rambam says that although Ben Arza's official title is being in charge of the cymbals of the Tzilzal, he was actually in charge of arranging all the Levi musicians, and he would help them with their instruments. And so now the two Kohanim who blew the trumpets on top of the marble table, they came down, they stand next to Ben Arza, one to the left, one to the right, and these three people, the two Kohanim and Ben Arza, stand together with the Levim, getting ready to sing and to play their instruments. Where were they standing to sing? What do they sing? What instruments do they play? We will discuss these questions and more in the next FMM, God willing. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amir Tz Hashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.